Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I came across an article yesterday that bothered me quite a bit. Business Insider were reporting on a finding that sweeteners in diet cold drinks have been linked to higher risk of cancer. Dr. Carol Benn is the head of Breast Cancer Center at the Helen Joseph Hospital and Netcare's Mill Park Hospital. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, as your biggest kid, I just loved your kids thing. I'm going to listen every day. I learned so much.
Oh, that is awesome.
Absolutely. So I think this is such a good topic, especially coming off what you've spoken about with children. So let's just give a bit of background. So it's based on a 10-year study out of a journal called PLOS, and they took 100,000 people voluntarily. It was self-reported. That means they gave their information, which, you know, sometimes can be factual and sometimes can be not. And it's based on really our common sweetener that we find in lots of things, our soft drinks, aspartame. And what they did is they looked at physical activity, food intake, family history, age, obesity, smoking, and obviously the use of sweeteners. Now, I want to start off by saying that the study showed a correlation and not a causation. That means they can't say actually that sweeteners cause cancer, but here was the correlation. So 78% of the participants were women, and 57% of those used a significant amount and used sweeteners. And of the group that did, okay, they saw about a 13% increase in cancer. Now, remember, a lot of these... there was obesity and smoking and lack of exercise.
Yeah, so there were other factors.
Different ages. Mm. Absolutely. Mm. So what I want to start off by saying is I think the conclusion for everybody is that really water tops it all, okay, healthy, and let's watch our plastic bottles and everything. Small things in having one Coke a day or one something with sweetener or two. It's about not having bulk of everything. You know, the initial studies they did a long time ago when I was at medical school on rodents, and they gave them large amounts of sweeteners and saw increased bladder cancer, but that was like dumping a rat in a pile of sweeteners.
Right.
So what we want to know is, when we talk about correlation and not cause, I want to say that 65% of the women I see with breast cancer have no identifiable risk factors. So it's not one thing that causes cancer. It's kind of a combination of things. So we want to encourage physical exercise, not smoking, maintaining our BMI. Because oftentimes people with slightly higher BMI are more likely to use sweeteners. So saying sugar's not great for one either. Large amounts of sugars, diabetes, liver disease. So let's say we're going to use things in moderation and as little as possible, and just try and live as healthy lives as possible, and understanding that it's not one thing that causes cancer.
When we talk about sweetener, because it does get a bit confusing today, you know, you've got those sweeteners that, I don't know, I've used them and I don't think they taste like anything. It's like air fryers. It's like they're just like powder that you put in your tea and it doesn't do anything. But they say that that is healthier for you. Are there different...
So there are definitely different types of sweeteners. I know my son is an insulin-dependent diabetic. That's not type 2. It means that his pancreas doesn't work.
Right.
And then often we look at different types of more natural sweeteners based on different things. So, you know, most of us have a little bit of a sweet tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us, particularly if you're diabetic, can't use sugars. So, again, what I'm saying is moderation, small amounts. You don't want to lump 4 spoons of sugar in your coffee, and neither do you want to put in 4 types of any types of sweeteners. But you're right, there are many different types of sweeteners. I just say, you know, the taste of sugar, I mean, I don't particularly like the taste of a sweetener, but it's quite an addictive taste, and I think with the sweeteners you get used to it. So don't have 10 sodas a day and try and, I mean, I'm sitting here, I have like a soda stream bottle that I just put some little water in. So don't have too many of the additives. I think we have so many additives in so many things we take, whether it's our fast foods or, and it's about trying to change our taste buds so that we're used to more natural. So I liked that your ad before me coming on was talking about gut health.
Mm.
So have our probiotic juices. Remember that celery is God's own pretzel. really for real.
Really?
Okay.
Amazing.
Yes, real.
Yeah.
And try and have fruits and vegetables and eat healthy and natural as possible.
And I think that's such an important message, because you're not saying, well, cut out all sugar, cut out all sweetener, cut out everything. You're saying that live, just make sure it's in moderation. If you want to have a little bit of something, that's okay.
Absolutely.
But just make sure that it is in moderation.
Sure. So I think we tend to be quite harsh on ourselves. Mm. And then we say, it's like anything from a diet. Because we fail today, we're going to only start from tomorrow, and then we write off today. You know, life is about a process, and there's not a perfect person on the planet. So just the way you change things is small little bits at a time. There's free exercise. You can walk. You can go up and down stairs. I mentioned my concept about celery. My daughter says celery is revolting. But, you know, whatever you take, just try and seem to be putting your greens, your reds, your probiotics, your different colored fruits and vegetables. And if you are going to have one cup of coffee with one sweetener in, absolutely fine. But don't have 10 sodas and chips and this. And we're going to watch this research, because it'll evolve. So from now, what they will do is different types of studies. And it's very hard with studies around cancer, because we see such increases in cancer. So many people, and I mean, I was talking this morning about seeing more youngsters with cancer. And these are people who have got no risk factors. So stress, environmental changes, genetic changes, the fact that we live for longer, all reasons why you see an increase in different types of cancers. So I think listen to your body, and if you're worried about something, remember you can access good health care both in the private and the government sectors, and watch, make sure that people are honest about costs, so you don't land up, no one needs to hock a house, in my opinion, for good health care.
Final question. One of our listeners saying, I see many people drinking copious amounts of energy drinks. What do you think about those?
So I don't think that's a good idea, because you have these massive highs and then these massive lows.
Mm.
You've got to ask yourself why. So when I find, and I work quite insane hours, and I'm feeling a little flat, I do like 30 jumping jacks, and that's nothing. It gets your heart going, and all of a sudden you've got a little bit of energy going. So it's how you're getting, and I think we are the whole world is into quick fixes and, you know, fast downloads, everything available quickly. So, I mean, I'm a fabulous coffee and green tea. I love it, but I have a good no sugar or sweeteners or anything in. So you've got to work out how you're getting your energy and your this. And I think if you can start getting yourself into exercise habits, those are fabulous natural ways get the high. That's not what you're getting from your energy juices. One a day, good.
Yeah.
Too many, not good.
Absolutely. That's the message, and I think it's such a great one. Dr. Carol Benn, head of Breast Cancer Center at the Helen Joseph Hospital, as well as Netcare Mill Park Hospital, talking to us about sweeteners and, in essence, moderation.